is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. When candidates conclude, the poor will always be with us, so good luck. Both major candidates, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, seem to have concluded that, what the heck, the poor don't really vote, and the poor will always be with us, so later for them. Speeches about the economy are silent on the issue of the richness of America, contrasted with our level of poverty compared to other industrialized countries. Both have kinda sorta come out for an increase in the federal minimum wage, but don't start thinking about a fight for 15, because this election season is more about a dream for 15. Trump sometimes says he's for a $10 per hour minimum wage. Clinton has settled for a $12 per hour minimum wage. Clinton has proposed expanded benefits for child care and health care and some other existing benefits. Trump has said there should be a deduction from taxes for the average rate of child care payment, but of course you have to have a job where you benefit from such a deduction. Neither seem to say much about the earned income tax credit this time, nor surprisingly housing, especially affordable housing, which seems to have fallen off either of their list. Trump obviously knows a bunch about housing, but it's more in the unaffordable luxury area. Yet, as the New York Times noted, there is not a single state where a full-time worker earning the minimum wage can rent a market-rate one-bedroom apartment for 30% or less of their income, according to the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. And more than 11 million households spend more than half of their income on rent. After one federal initiative after another by both Democratic and Republican presidents in the past, I have to wonder whether or not in the post-2007 housing collapse, the candidates have lost their moorings. They can no longer stand firmly on the argument that everyone can afford to be a homeowner, and they're unwilling and unable to tackle the reality of a permanent renter class and how that fits into a new sense of the American dream. And God knows, no candidate wants to admit the dream is dead. This abandonment of the poor is most striking, of course, for the Democratic Party, which many observers are now arguing is being upended by Trump's success with the working class, especially white, which they have usually claimed. One columnist recently argued, for example, if current trends continue, not only will there be a class inversion among the white supporters of the Democratic Party, but the party will become increasingly dependent on a white upper middle class that has isolated itself from the rest of American society. Instead of serving as the political arm of working and middle class voters seeking to move up the ladder, the Democratic Party faces the prospect of becoming the party of the winners, in collaboration with many of those in the top 20% who are determined to protect and secure their economic and social status. So who's really going to advocate and represent low and moderate income families, or in other words, the poor and working class? Seems clear, neither Clinton nor Trump is really ready to ride for this brand, and low and moderate income families are going to be hard-pressed to find comfortable or permanent homes in either of the two major parties. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.